A plan to legalize medical cannabis in Tennessee is dead for the year after stalling out this week in the state Senate. Supporters of the measure had hoped to win over conservatives by stressing evidence that suggests using marijuana might cut opioid use. But as WPLN's Chas Sisk reports, the idea ran into a headwind of conservatives.
Nashville Republican Steve Dickerson has been the proposal's main supporter in the Senate. And although the physician is convinced of cannabis's medicinal benefits, he knows he hasn't been able to win over enough of his colleagues.
Whether that's my fault, whether that's bad karma, whether it's lobbying on the other side, I don't know. But I do not have the votes.
Dickerson urges lawmakers to keep studying medical cannabis. He points to more new research released this week that shows substantial reductions in opiate use in states that allow medical marijuana. Many Senate leaders, including Speaker Randy McNally, have been skeptical. They believe medical cannabis is simply a step toward legalizing marijuana for recreational use. But Dickerson says he's confident with a bit more work, those naysayers can be brought around to see cannabis's benefits within a few years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.